Hello, welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Thanks so much for listening. Happy Monday. Do you have any weekly updates? Let's get into it.
Well, I was in Las Vegas all week. That's where most of my family lives. So my sister just redid her pool and did a really good job. So we literally just hung out by the pool all day long for like 3 or 4 days straight. And yeah, just had like a nice relaxing week.
It's so fun. I want a pool.
Yeah, it was me too.
Yeah.
Me too. It was really nice. And I got to just spend good time with like both of my sisters and one of my sister-in-laws who I love. So it was really fun.
Yeah,
that's cousin time.
That's like a nice little vacation.
Yeah, it is. And it's not like too far from where we live. You know, it's a drive, but it's not like so, so bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it was Vivi's birthday. She turned 4. So crazy. I've been a mom for 4 years.
It really is crazy. I know we were saying this last week, but 4 just seems really old to me.
Yeah, it does.
Like when Rowan turned 3, I was like, okay, like you're still little. But yeah. 4 seems old to me.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know
it
why.
Does because it's like now like school age and I don't know, just seems more like a kid than 3 does for sure.
Yeah,
Vivi had, as Chelsea knows because she was here, she had a Belle birthday party today.
That's so
and
cute.
Princess Belle came and visited her, but sadly halfway through the party Vivi started burning up, has such a high fever, and literally went and laid in her bed halfway through the party.
It was so sad.
It was so sad. So
I know. She was so cute. She was like cradled in your arms.
Yeah.
And she was like falling asleep.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm not sick. My mouth just hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
Like dying to stay awake for her birthday party.
Yeah. She was trying so hard. It was so sad. And like, if you know Vivi, you know that she is not like a cuddler. Like, she's not going to be sitting in my lap when Princess Belle and all of her friends are over unless she is not feeling well. So.
Yeah. Poor thing.
Yeah. Just like came on so quick. It was really crazy. So
it was so sad. We were like, okay, well, let's all just record a video of us singing happy birthday to Vivi and we'll eat her cake and just finish our time with Princess Belle while she sleeps.
I know.
It was so sad.
It was sad. But you know what? When she woke up from her little nap, she was still like very happy about her party. And when I asked her before she went to bed, she still had a fun time. And like little kids are just so easy to please. And
yeah, Rowan had so much fun.
I'm so glad. So cute.
Yeah, she was talking about it all night. She was like, remember Princess Belle? And she painted my face and she gave us the rings. And
yeah.
I was like, I remember.
So cute. So magical for them.
Yeah. I need you to rate Princess Belle on a scale of 1 to 10 because you because you used to be a Disney princess performer.
Yeah. Party.
Yes.
Party performer. I would say, honestly, I would give her like an 8 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like she was, I think, first of all, I think she like looked the part really well.
She was
her,
cute.
Yeah, she was cute. Her dress was really cute. I think she could have been a little bit more
like enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm. I think she was a little bit more mellow than like I was as a princess. Mm-hmm. But I thought
you
she
were
was
11
really
out
cute.
Of 10.
I was on 11 out of 10. No. But no, I thought she was really cute. And like, obviously the kids loved her. And like any of the awkward moments I saw, like the kids did not pick up on, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what's most important. But I wonder if she's a little bit newer to the job.
Okay.
Kind of seemed that way. But
okay.
But yeah, I did really like her. What did you rate her?
I thought she was also really cute and good. I do agree that she could have been like, a little bit more upbeat, a little bit more, animated. Maybe.
Animated,
But I liked what you were saying during her party about like the wigs. And you were like, sometimes like princesses will have the wigs and they start to like fall off, like the really heavy wigs.
Yes.
And hers was like her natural hair, which I don't know. I just liked like she just, you know, was like a natural princess.
Yeah,
and she was really pretty, really cute. Her dress was really pretty.
Yeah, it was so pretty.
I don't know. I thought she did a good job. I'll rate her like a 7 out of 10.
Yeah. It's a good rating.
Yeah. I thought she was good.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know. Rowan loved her. That's all that matters. You know, yeah. I was like, okay.
Exactly. Great. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. And it was entertainment for 45 minutes to an hour. So
yeah.
Love that. Yeah. What about you? Do you have a weekly update?
I don't, you know, I never do, but something that's been on my mind. Well, David and I have been rewatching the Twilight movies.
Stop it right now.
Yeah, it was like last weekend so and funny. We didn't have anything to watch. Well, David wanted to watch this new show with me. I'm blanking on what it's called. It's like based off of a video game.
Ew.
I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, I was not interested, like not yeah. into it. So he was like randomly was like, well, should we watch Twilight? And I was like, okay. I
love that David proposed this.
I know. Shh, don't tell anyone. He'll be embarrassed.
Does he still listen to the podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, he'll hear this.
So cool.
but I have not watched Twilight in probably, I don't even know.
Yeah.
9 years and years. 10 years.
Oh, really? It's like kind of when they came out or maybe like a little after.
Yeah, after. But like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's been a long time. They are so unbearably hard to watch.
I know.
Am I just like I'm the only one that like doesn't realize this at this point? Like I'm just like oblivious to how annoying they are.
No, I mean, I feel like when I watched them when they first came out, for one, I was like younger and I had just read the book. So I was like very excited. And
well,
I think
so was I. Like I yeah, loved them when they came exactly. out. And everyone was going to like the midnight premieres. Uh-huh. It was so fun.
That was when midnight premieres were like a really big deal.
Yeah.
Maybe they still are for high schoolers. I'm just not down anymore.
No, they're not. But, like they were a thing when like yes. Harry Potter was being released and mm-hmm. Twilight was being released. Like that was when it was fun.
Yeah, exactly. And so I feel like, I don't know, back then it was like just so fun to see like characters come to life. But it's like, yeah, as you get older, you're just like, yeah, wow, these seem very like low budget. Well, and just.
And David yeah. and I were talking about it today because we just finished New Moon. Okay. So we've got like 3 to go.
Yeah.
But we were talking about it today and we were like, why are these so annoying to watch?
Yeah.
But Harry Potter is still like very much enjoyable to
watch.
Oh
yeah, totally.
And because like, number one, we've been commenting on like the CGI of Twilight and yeah. how awful it is. And I'm yeah. like, and I was telling David, I was like, well, I'm like, honestly, a lot of the CGI in Harry Potter is awful too. I'm like, think of like the three-headed dog in the first one or like the troll. I'm like, you know,
right.
the CGI is bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, but the difference is basically just like the author of the book. I'm like, Harry Potter is not written so annoyingly as like Twilight is like such a dramatic romance.
Yeah.
And like watching them bring the characters to life, like they are true to the story.
Yeah.
But it's just like their characters are so annoying. Like they're to annoying. Watch Bella and Edward literally orgasm every time they touch each other. It is so annoying. It's insane. Like it just drives me insane. I'm like, I don't know if I can get through the next 3 movies.
Yeah. I mean, I do feel like cinematically they get a little better each time.
Yeah.
But like,
oh my gosh. Yeah. No. Can we talk about how awful and ugly the lighting is in the first one?
It's so bad.
It is disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting. And then it gets so much better in New Moon.
Yeah, it does.
Oh my gosh. Why did they do them like that in the first one?
I do not know.
The lighting is so ugly.
I did try to reread Twilight like a couple of years ago and I was wow. like, oh, this is not it.
No.
I mean, the only time I had read them was as a teenager. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was it. Mm-hmm. You know?
I will say, my favorite books from the Twilight series were New Moon
okay.
and Breaking Dawn.
Yeah.
And I'm actually really excited to watch Breaking Dawn yeah. again.
And Breaking Dawn was my favorite book.
Yeah, it's yeah. very good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Watch me watch it and be yeah. like, it sucks. it probably does, actually, because yeah. I'm so annoyed watching them. But anyway, that's like my update.
I love that.
Currently really angry about the Twilight series.
I love it. I know just, they did it a disservice. Well, but like you said, it's like they did it a disservice, but really they didn't.
I know.
It's like that's just like how it was.
I know they're being true to Stephanie Meyer's yeah. vision. Like they really are.
I don't even know if Stephanie Meyer has any other books, but like I would never read any of her other work.
Oh my gosh. We should yeah. Google right now if Stephanie Meyer has other
books.
I'll
go on my Goodreads.
Well, she has that other book from the Twilight series.
Oh, from Edward's perspective.
Oh, I never even read that one.
Oh.
I'm talking about the one That was from, it was from someone else's perspective. It was from like another vampire's perspective.
Oh.
In the Twilight series.
I don't even think I know.
We are going to look that up. I'm going to look that up right now.
Oh, no, she didn't write that.
Oh, she did?
I was looking on, no, sorry. I was looking on my, I'm looking on my Goodreads right now. And I guess she wrote The Host.
Oh, yes.
I did not realize she wrote that.
Yeah, I read The Host.
I really enjoyed that book, but again, I read that years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she has a couple other books.
See, I think I'm thinking of,
is it the one that's like Life and Death, Twilight Reimagined?
No. Oh, I'm thinking of The Short Second Life of Bree Tanner.
Oh yeah.
And that is like a shorter book. And then I think Midnight Sun is the one that's written from Edwards,
yeah,
perspective. Yeah, and I haven't read that one.
I've never even heard of that Bree Tanner one.
If you want to be like infuriatedly, is that even a word? Infuriatedly?
Infuriatingly?
Thank you.
If is you that right?
To, now probably.
I'm second guessing myself.
You could tell me anything and I would be like, uh-huh. Yeah, if you want to be angry, just go watch the Twilight movies. Yeah. Because honestly, they're so annoying.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my life update. We've just been watching Twilight and I am annoyed. And also, I don't mean to talk about sourdough for another 10 minutes, but that's all I do is bake now.
I know, you're just a bakery over there.
I know, I'm literally going home tonight and I'm shaping a loaf.
I love that for you. What kind of loaf are you doing?
I am doing a cinnamon sugar loaf.
Yeah, that sounds so yummy.
Tonight, yeah. So wish
Mommy
me luck.
Showing up on your doorstep for a slice tomorrow.
I honestly should bring you like half the loaf tomorrow.
No.
Yeah, I'll like give half to David and half to you. I feel like I have been making so much stuff and just like giving it all away.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
Yeah, it's like I can't eat it all.
I know.
But I don't know. We'll see when my want to bake like burns out.
I go through like kicks now.
Do you?
Yeah, where I'll be like so into it and then I'll go through like little phases where I'm like, eh, I just don't like feel like making a mess at all, you know?
I know.
And so, yeah.
But anyway, it's been fun. Everything I've made has been actually really good. Not to be like, wow, I'm such a good baker. But like every recipe I've tried has actually been really good.
Yeah.
So, been very happy.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
Been a lot of fun. Thank you for giving me your sourdough starter.
Yes. Glad all because of you. Thriving.
Yeah. Okay, pop culture?
Yeah, I have a few things.
Okay, great. Spill them to me.
Did you see that Morgan Wallen got arrested?
What an asshole. Just like,
seriously.
Honestly, like, I like Morgan Wallen. Okay, yeah. Like, I like his music. I guess I don't know that much about him enough to say like, oh, I like him.
Yeah.
But like, I liked his album that had like, what, like 36 songs on it. It was so long. I loved that album.
Yeah.
But like, we do not just throw a chair off a building.
No, he has a drinking problem. Yeah. This is the thing. This is not like the first time he's had charges pressed against him.
It's like
him.
A stereotype to be like, oh, country boys have a drinking problem.
No, but like, but he does.
He really does.
Like, this is not the first time. I saw like someone today on their stories posting like tickets for his concert in Vegas in a couple weeks. And I was like, is he going to be there or is he going to be in prison?
He's going to be in prison.
Like, is he even gonna be there? But yeah, he has like 3 felony charges.
Oh dang.
Yeah.
I heard
because it's like assaulting a police officer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh dang.
Not good.
Have you seen the photo? There was a photo of him like yelling out the police car window.
Stupid.
stupid ass. I heard it was because he got mad that his like ex-girlfriend or something got engaged or something along those lines.
Oh,
and so
gosh.
You know, just casually throws a chair. Off like
off a balcony.
Mm-hmm, off a balcony. Could have just killed someone.
Yeah, whatever. Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Get your crap together, Morgan Wallen.
Get your crap together.
What else do you got?
This is like a little bit old news, but there's been articles about it recently because, so Katy Perry is leaving American Idol.
Oh, okay.
Okay, which I'm really sad about.
Who's
actually
on American Idol? There's Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie.
Okay.
And Katie. They have such a fun vibe. I love watching them judge.
I've never. Okay. Wow. I almost just said I've never watched American Idol. That's a lie. I haven't watched American Idol in, I don't even know.
Like a long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like more than 10 years. It's been a long time.
Well, went through a really long period where the judging was just like not good anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen them judge together. So I don't know.
They're so good. You should like go back to like when they first started. And if you need a show to binge and binge it because it's so good.
How do I binge it?
And they're just
what's
so
on?
Funny. It's on Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah. They're so, so funny. But yeah, there's like rumor that J-Lo is going to replace her, which I'm like, about. Of course, they are like pining after Taylor Swift to judge. But I'm like, she would never. I know. I'm like, sorry.
She is booked and busy.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And Katie was like, that's the reason why she's leaving it is because it takes up so much time. And she's like, I'm just like ready to like travel and like do something else.
Yeah, is she going to put out a new album ever?
I don't know.
Everyone talks about Rihanna, like, putting out a new album again. But I'm like, there are so many people, like Katy Perry, who have not put out an album in so long.
Yeah, I think it's just, like, interesting because, like, obviously the artists that we, like, grew up with that were, like, constantly putting out music are really starting to, like, slow down.
I know, it's kind of sad.
And it is sad. It is sad, yeah.
I have to kind of, like, I don't know, get in with the younger crowd.
I know.
Get in with their music.
I'm like so happy I have a little sister that's like 4 years younger than me because she's like always like 4 years ahead of me when it comes to these things. And she's shown me such good music lately. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I've been living under a rock. Mm-hmm. Like with
that's
music.
Me with my younger sisters. Who's the guy you were just talking about? Benson Boone.
Benson Boone.
Okay. Yeah. My sisters like just introduced me to him and I'm like, okay, I'm so grateful to have 18-year-old sisters because I'm so old.
Yeah.
Now. And I didn't even realize I was so old, but.
Yeah, I'm actually going to the Benson Boone concert with one of my very best friends, and I'm very excited.
Where's that at?
I don't know. Maverick Center, I think.
Okay.
I think.
That'll be super fun.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I mean, the only concert I've ever been to is Taylor Swift.
Which, honestly, like, I'm so sorry. Nothing is ever going to compare. You're going to be like, what is this 1.5 hour show that's only like going off of one album? You're gonna be like, what is this trash?
He did just release a new album. Mm-hmm. So I know it's gonna make it like a little bit longer, but still,
yeah, like, nothing's gonna compare. Sorry.
I know
no, you'll have a good time still.
Yeah, but I'm really excited. No, I think it's gonna be so much fun. And yeah
you need some concert.
Why were we talking
experience.
About Benson Boone? Oh, we were just talking about while we were talking about American Idol.
Oh yeah, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm like, there was an article that was like, yeah, I mean, obviously, like, if Taylor Swift wanted to do it, like, that's who they would choose to judge, of course, you know?
Duh, yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, that's not going to happen. So it might be J-Lo, but I don't know. They also rumored, like, maybe Jordan Sparks, which I think she would be good. And well, she's, like, American Idol experience.
Yeah, she's, like, American Idol alumni, so
yeah.
Be fun.
Yeah.
Or, like, honestly, like, Kelly Clarkson
could do it. And, I know. She probably can't, though, because of her own show.
I don't know. Like, don't you think maybe she could?
Busy.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess
I think
it
wouldn't. I think like timeline wise,
yeah,
it wouldn't
like
work.
Scheduling. I don't know.
Yeah, because when they are recording American Idol, I mean, it is like they're there
24/7
all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so just that, and then I'm sure you have this on your list, but Gary and Teresa.
Yeah, I do have that on my list.
Golden Bachelor.
You know,
getting divorced.
I'm actually not that surprised.
Yeah.
I am a little bit.
Yeah.
I think I'm more like kind of surprised because they did get married. Like they actually are married. And so it's like a full on divorce. It's not just like a breakup from an engagement.
Right.
But I just think like, I think they're going to have a little bit of a harder time with the Golden Bachelor series, like maintaining couples. I mean, they struggle anyway with the younger couples.
Yeah.
But with the Golden Bachelor specifically, because I just feel like when you are that age, you are just more set in your ways. And it is, you know, they haven't had a lot of time to date or know each other. Yeah, they're settled.
They have like, I heard a big reason that they didn't work out is just because like, they both, like one of them, I think it was Teresa that moved, but like had to leave her whole family and her whole like area.
Yeah.
You know, and like where she was settled. And to do that at her age, like would just be really hard. And like with how much family she has, would just be really hard. But yeah, I like read in some comments that they were like, you need to do it based off of location. Like, yeah, it's going to be harder to cast, but like
kind of like Love is Blind.
Exactly. They're like, you need to do what Love is Blind is doing.
That's a good idea.
And like go based off of location, which I think is very smart for them to do. Mm-hmm. And I hope they do. do that.
I was actually just listening today to a podcast that had Chris Harrison on it.
Oh.
And, he was talking about, like, obviously his experience on The Bachelor and stuff. And he was like, they were talking about when The Bachelor, like, very first started and how, like, it was revolutionary and there was, like, nothing like that. At the time, there was, like, only Survivor, but that was, like, a game show. You know what I mean? And he was just saying, he's like, you know, the only thing we offer you, like, is the chance to, like, fall in love.
Right.
And he's like, and we're pretty good at that, honestly. Like, we're pretty good at having people fall in love. He's like, but what The Bachelor lacks is, like, the maintaining of a relationship.
Yeah.
And he's like, so that's, like, what they really need to work on.
Yeah.
To keep their credibility.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel it's like been going forever.
And I know. Forever, so. And it will go forever. I feel like they tried to do that with, why am I blanking on her name? Super cute basketball player, tall, black.
Oh, yeah. What's her Michelle? Name?
Michelle. Yeah. I feel like they tried to do that because with her, they were like, here's some money for literally a down payment on a house.
Oh.
Like they want, like they gifted that to them at the end of their season.
Oh. And I don't know if I finished her season.
It was boring.
I remember Brandon.
Yeah.
Because he went to Paradise, right? Oh, that's probably why I remember him. But yeah, I don't know if I finished her season or not, but
yeah, it was pretty boring. But like, I feel like they tried to do that with that, but then that just like money went down the drain because they didn't stay together. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I just feel like with Gary and Teresa, I'm like, okay, you guys are married for 3 months. Why did you not figure this out before you got married? I'm sorry, like you did not have to get married in that timeline. Mm-hmm. And like, why did you not figure that out before you got married?
I don't know.
I just feel like that's just so dumb of them, especially at their age. I'm sorry, I'm gonna hate on them for a sec, but I'm just like, yeah, I feel like they were just kind of living up in the clouds. Like they should have figured that out before they actually got married and like made big moves.
I mean, yeah, that's probably literally all it is. Like you said, they were just all on cloud nine together and now it's, you know, sizzled out,
which just goes to show that, you know, you gotta think logically. Not just, emotionally.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't know. I always thought she was the wrong choice for him.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing. I actually don't really like Gary.
Oh, me either?
I think that he, like, based off of what I've seen post his season, I've, like, been very, like, turned off from him.
Mm-hmm.
What did you just say about her, though? Oh, you didn't feel like she was the right choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also did not feel that way as well. Like, I don't think he made the right choice. But now that I, like, am turned off by him, I love all the women so much that I'm like, I wouldn't want any of them to end up with him, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just kind of like, he's just like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens with the Golden Bachelorette and see if it's any better.
I feel like they haven't even, like, really made any progress on that. Like, they haven't even talked about it, but.
No, I mean, like I said, I think it will probably, I've heard a lot of rumors they're not going to do Paradise. I was going to say, I think that it's going to air like the same time as Paradise again, like last year.
Yeah.
But maybe it will just be Golden Bachelorette.
No, I will cry. I would way rather have Paradise than Golden Bachelor.
Would be, like, it would be such a missed opportunity for them to not be doing Paradise after Joey's season and all the beautiful women they could pull into Paradise this
fun.
Year.
Like, yes. Fun personalities and drama.
Could be so good. And obviously, like, we're waiting to see what the men are like on Jen's season. But
I'm just scared.
So many good women from Joey's season. I'm like, it would be such a missed opportunity for them to not do it. So I hope they do.
Yeah, I think so too.
But yeah, anyway, I think they're going to do Golden Bachelorette again, like, probably like, when did they do that? Like, it was like September.
Yeah.
Almost. Mm-hmm. Or even later. But anyway, it'll be later. So hopefully they have a little bit more time to find some men. But
yeah, truly.
Yeah. I just wish they would, like, announce who the Golden Bachelorette is going to be.
I feel like it'll be easier for them to find men for the woman Golden Bachelorette than it will be to find women for
really?
The men. Yeah.
I think opposite.
No, because men literally cannot be alone. Literally. I'm not kidding. If something happened to Vince and I was that age, I would just live the rest of my life alone. But most men do not feel that way. They, like, need to have a partner.
I feel like women are more willing to go on TV and go on a reality show than, like, older men, like, set in their ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
I just hope
it evens itself out in that way, I suppose. But.
Yeah, I just hope we see Kelsey's dad on there.
Oh my gosh, he's so hot, me too.
A little eye candy for this season.
Yeah, so cute. Would love. Yeah, that's all I had though for pop culture. What about you?
I thought it would be kind of fun.
Oh. It- Love a fun little surprise.
Yeah, this is a surprise. I thought it'd be kind of fun if we could rate some Coachella outfits. Have you been keeping up on Coachella?
I have not seen any of them. But oh, you haven't? Yeah, did you save some for me to look
at? Yeah, I have some saved. Okay. I don't have many. So today is Saturday when we're recording. So there's only been 2 days of Coachella. And these are all from like yesterday.
I didn't even realize that it was going on right now.
So. Yes. Oh my gosh. Have you not been seeing the things like Billie Eilish just performed with Lana Del Rey? It's just so crazy. Like, I think Lana Del Rey is literally a legend of our time.
Oh, yeah. She's so good.
And so
yeah.
It's more about her than Billie Eilish for me. But to see them together, I'm like, that will never happen ever again.
Yeah.
Ever again.
How cool. No, I did not see that.
It's, yeah, I'll have to show you their performances together. It's, they're beautiful. But yeah, let's.
Okay, I want to see the outfit.
I have like 7 to show you.
Okay, sweet.
Okay, first one. Is Sabrina Carpenter wearing this shirt. This is not like a Coachella look.
Jesus was a carpenter. 10 out of 10.
10 out of
love.
13 out of 10.
Yeah.
I know. Her shirt. So I'm dead. This is what she wore. I think she put this on right before she sang oh my gosh, what's her like most famous song?
I don't even follow her music.
It's gonna bother me really bad. Anyway, right before she sang like her last song,
okay,
she just like threw this t-shirt on.
That is hilarious. It's literally just a white t-shirt that says Jesus was a carpenter. I'm dead.
She needs to sell that as merch.
She does. I bet she will. Anyway, or someone's gonna make it on Etsy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And make a bunch of money off of it. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
So funny.
Next is Kendall Jenner in this
boring. Literally boring. Snooze fest.
Okay. I know.
I don't know. I mean, she's hot, but like average score, 5 out of 10.
Okay, 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay, next is Emma Roberts.
What the hell is she wearing? What the hell is she wearing? She literally looks like she's coming out of Teen Beach movie.
Yes, she does. She's wearing cowboy boots and this like
color
blocking dress. Yeah, it's like green and white.
Mint green. What's that color? Seafoam green.
Yeah, yeah.
And white.
And these like white glasses, which I hate white sunglasses. Sorry if anyone loves them. I hate
white sunglasses. I've never even thought about wearing those.
I don't know.
3 out of 10.
Okay, 3 out of 10. So ugly. Okay. Alex Earl.
Wow, she's so hot.
So hot. Why are there like a lot of dresses?
I don't know. That's why I'm like, where's the cute like sets, like top and bottom? Like, I don't know. I mean, she looks stunning. I feel like I could not rate her anything less than a 7 out of 10 because she looks so hot. But I do feel like her outfit is boring as well.
Yeah, I think she looks the best out of the dresses.
She does. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess maybe I haven't seen them all, but that color is very flattering on her. It's like a really pretty orange and I'm very into orange. So, yeah.
I know. Yeah. Is that like the color of the summer?
I don't know.
It's fun.
But it's so fun. Yeah. Is that it?
No, I have more. Oh, okay. Sorry. James Charles.
He's slaying. I actually love 10 out of 10.
You do?
10 out of 10.
Well, I need to go find his second outfit, but this is like from the first day.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
He's giving Matrix.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I love
okay,
it.
Okay, 10 out of 10.
Shades, love.
Megan Fox.
What? No.
Okay, I thought you might like this
literally,
one.
Literally?
It is pretty boring.
Yeah.
What do you think? Cowboy hat.
She looks like Timu Megan.
Timu Megan with the blue hair.
Yeah. Yeah. 5 out of 10.
Okay, 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think this Megan. Oh yeah, this is my last one. Charli D'Amelio.
Hot. 10 out of 10.
Do you love?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in this like basically
that screams Coachella.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Scream Coachella. Yeah, she's basically like in a bikini and then she's wearing like a very sheer I don't know.
Yeah, like if you're at home skirt. You'll just have to go and like look at these photos while I'm reading them.
So I know, maybe I'll post vision. Them to the Instagram.
Oh yeah, and like post my score. Oh, yeah. Haley rates it.
Haley rates it. That's our new series. Honestly, I feel like you're way more of like a fashion gal than I am. I feel like you comment on celebrities' fashion more than I do. So
maybe.
Anyway, yeah, I just thought that would be kind of fun to rate.
Yeah, so fun. Looks, thanks. I had fun.
And then last thing I have is Torture Poets is less than a week away, and I'm so excited.
So excited. I just literally can't wait. What song are you most excited for? Because you posted this on your stories, and now I need to know what song you're most excited for.
I'm most excited for, I think I was first most excited for So Long London, just for obvious reasons. Duh.
Yeah.
Ever since they posted the, like the
playlist,
well, the lengths of the songs.
Oh yeah. Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yeah. They posted the lengths of the songs. But Daddy, I Love Him is the longest song on the album. Now I'm really intrigued with that one.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm really excited for Fortnite with Post Malone.
Yeah. That's going to be so cool.
Yes. And it's the first song off the album. So, you know, it's going to be like real good.
Yeah. And what like an amazing opportunity for him.
Oh, and honestly, and for her. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Both of them together.
I love them both. Yeah.
Me too. Like, I'm so excited.
It's going to be really good.
Yeah. That, see, like, Taylor Swift and Post Malone doing a collab is, like, so good. It was so good when Taylor Swift and Lana Del Rey did a collab for me. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be so good. But anyway, yeah. We are, 6 days away. I'm so excited.
I know. Crazy.
Get your tissue boxes ready.
I know. I hope it destroys me.
Yeah, me too. I'm ready to be destroyed.
Me too. Same.
Okay, well, let's get into today's topic. Haley and I are doing today juicy polls.
Yeah.
But like social media edition.
Social media edition. We just wanted to do something fun. So we put out a bunch of polls on our Instagram and had everyone submit their responses. So we're just going to kind of react to the result. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To the result.
Yeah. We just thought it could be.
And I'm feeling a little fiery tonight.
Oh,
so
good. Good.
We'll
good.
See. Hopefully I don't offend anyone.
Okay. Well, first poll was, do you prefer Instagram or TikTok? Which one do you think?
I think? One.
I've got the results in hand.
Oh, okay. Haley doesn't know. Yeah. I don't know what the results are. I think Instagram.
Okay. 80% said Instagram.
80?
Yeah.
Oh, I was maybe thinking a 60-40 split.
Yeah. No, 80% shocking. Says Instagram, 20% says TikTok. I'm also shocked by this, but I agree. I also prefer Instagram.
Yeah.
Actually, I do love
I do
TikTok,
too.
But
yeah.
I feel like, especially maybe it's like our generation and we've had Instagram for, the last 15-ish years.
Right.
Anyway, we've just kind of grown up with it. And
yeah.
That's like our comfort blanket. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm actually also surprised so many people prefer Instagram to TikTok because TikTok is like the thing.
Yeah. I will say though, I've never considered deleting my TikTok, but I consider deleting my Instagram all the time, like once a week.
Instagram is more toxic.
It is. It's just like, oh my gosh. There are just times that I'm like, what purpose does it serve me?
Yeah.
Genuinely, what purpose does it serve me? Would I be happier if I just didn't know what everyone was doing in their life 24/7?
Mm-hmm.
And like, why do I feel the need to put my life out there 24/7?
It is interesting because I feel like the vibe of Instagram is way more like, have to show off my perfect life,
yes.
Has to like make my life look good. While TikTok is like, I can just post myself like making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich
yes.
and like people love it.
Yes.
You know? And like, yeah. I can look so haggard and
yes.
homely and no one's going to care.
Yes, exactly.
It's just like, yeah, like the TikTok vibe is way more chill.
Yeah, it's way different. And you can get on so many different sides of TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you don't like what's being shown, you just like, go watch a random video about something and then it's like you're on a whole new side of TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's fun in that way.
Yeah. So that is really actually interesting that I prefer Instagram.
I know.
And so do so many people.
I know.
Just talking about it.
Yeah.
It's weird.
No, it really
is. Me addicted
is.
To the toxicity.
I know. Toxicity.
Having a really hard time with words tonight and always. But yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
Okay. Next one. Do you prefer long form or short form content? What do you think?
Like, what do I?
No, what
or
do
what
think
do I think?
People
oh,
do?
What do I
and
think?
And also, what do you prefer?
I think people probably prefer short. I feel like short has been the trend,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the past few years. But I do feel like long form is coming
back
with a bang right now. And I'm actually kind of enjoying it. I feel like people are, I don't know, getting a little more context.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. But yeah, I feel like probably short just because we typically as people like things that are short and sweet and to the point. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 21% said long.
Okay.
And 79% said short.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, me either. I think especially what do you? So I think for the longest time I preferred long form content.
And really? Okay.
Yes. And it took me a long time to get a TikTok, actually.
Yeah.
I haven't even had a TikTok like a year. I think I got it last July.
Okay.
But I loved to watch vlogs on YouTube.
Oh, that was
Yeah, it was like my favorite thing to do. And I love like long vlogs. I'm like, okay, I'm not watching anything unless it's like 45 minutes at least. Right. And I like to just have it on in the background, whatever.
Yeah, I forget that was like our generation.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I love to watch vlogs. And so I liked long form content better. And I did not understand why people liked the short form. But then I got a TikTok and I got like sucked in. And now I actually do prefer short form.
Yeah.
But I will still watch a TikTok all the way through if it's like 5 minutes long. Like I have no problem doing that. And it's like you said, I think long form is coming back and TikTok has like the 10-minute option.
Yeah. And, well, and you can like double speed it. So...
Yeah, I never do that. Do you do that?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people do that, but it drives me crazy to listen to really? Things double speed. Yeah.
See, I Marco Polo literally all the time. I'm always Marco Poloing my friend Marina. And then I have like a few other friends that I Marco Polo. Mm-hmm.
Can you double speed that?
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can double speed it. And so I just am like so used to now listening. Well, and when I listen to books, I listen to them on usually 1.75, not double speed. Uh-huh. And like if I listen to podcasts, I always...
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just drives me crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a Capricorn thing because it drives Vince crazy too.
Must be. Yeah, I've got to say, yeah, I think I do prefer short form content.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more now, but...
Yeah.
And so do most people, obviously. Do you have or have you ever had someone muted on Instagram?
Hell yeah.
You have?
Yeah. Sorry, but I mute a lot of people.
Really?
A lot? I mean, I'm not going to say who, obviously. That would defeat the purpose of muting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would say I at least have 10 people muted on either stories or posts.
I don't have one person muted.
Really?
Not one. I should. There are a couple people I could think of that I should mute.
I mean, honestly, the thing is I'm just all about like protecting my peace. Mm-hmm. And I just think if someone is posting something that just does not jive with me for whatever reason or triggers me, like that's not on them, that's on me. Mm-hmm. And so what I can do is mute them. And if it's not a relationship that I feel comfortable like unfollowing them, because unfollowing someone in this time is like basically just like kicking someone to the curb, mm-hmm. you know? And if like I'm not comfortable doing that, then like muting them is the next best option.
Yeah, it is a great option, honestly.
Yeah, I'm very grateful for Instagram for that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that I don't have anyone muted, but I don't.
Yeah.
But 80% of people say yes.
That they have someone muted?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And 20 say no. Yeah.
Interesting.
But yeah,
good for y'all. Yeah, seriously,
there is nothing better than protecting your peace.
Yeah,
most important thing in the world.
Yeah, agreed.
So, yeah, it's a great option. Do you use the close friends feature to hide things from family in Instagram stories?
I have.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess that most people have not done that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, 33% said yes.
Okay.
And 67 said no.
Oh, okay.
Which I actually thought it would be the opposite. Yeah, I thought more people would, but I actually have not done this also.
Oh, really?
Maybe I just need to get with it and start using the features on Instagram more. But I also feel like I don't post very much on Instagram. And so I just don't have like a lot to, you know, feel like I need to hide away or something.
Yeah, I think as I went through like a faith transition, there were just certain things that I just like didn't want to post to like ruffle the feathers for like friends or family. Mm-hmm. And so like I would like hide certain people from my stories, but now I just don't really care. And I'm just kind of like, it is what it is. And like, I'm like almost 30 years old. Like I just need to live my life authentically. But this is, again, why I consider deleting Instagram all the time. Because I'm like, people in my everyday life who know me, like, know what I do. And like, or they don't. And like, I'm fine with that. But it's like, with Instagram, it's just such a knee-jerk reaction for me to like, want to post something on my stories. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just like, yeah, I should be able to post whatever I want, but also in the same breath, like, do I need to post everything? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't know, but.
Yeah, but close friends is also a great feature.
It is a great feature. Yes.
You can be secret if you want to.
Yeah, totally. I did a close friend story after I gave birth to Vivi and did like postpartum mm-hmm. on there just because I was like, I don't know if I want a bunch of like men, like. I don't know.
Yeah, I do think, yeah, it also depends on like exactly who's following
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, yeah, you don't want just your randos looking at everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, good feature if you need it.
Yeah. Okay. Do you or have you ever had a secret social media account you use to check up on people without them knowing?
I mean, I feel like... I don't know. I feel like most people probably wouldn't do this. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm kind of curious. Yeah. I'm curious.
25% say yes. 75% say
that's
no.
That's more than I was actually thinking.
I honestly feel like people are lying.
Yeah. I'm like, how? Like, and like, why can't you just use your account? I don't understand.
No, I feel like people are lying. Like, people do have secret accounts.
Oh, you think they're lying
like
about that?
Not admitting to it. Yeah.
Really? I just feel like, why would you even need a secret account? I guess maybe if they're not, I guess if they're private.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, so I have never had this, but I personally know me lying. No, I've never had a secret account, but I personally know at least 3 people.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I'm like, I feel like some of you are lying.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you post polls, you can see who says yes and no. Or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I'm like, don't lie.
So now you know. Now you know people are like.
Actually, I didn't even check. I should have checked to see who said yes.
Yeah. You'd be like, let me call you out.
Not that I care, but yeah, I didn't even check.
I would want to know, too, if people have one to just troll. Like, oh, yeah. Comment section troll.
I think that counts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, true.
It's funny. Do you think social media lifts you up or brings you down more?
Ooh, I'm going to say majority said brings you down.
51% says lifts me up.
Really?
49% says brings me down. It's like, well, almost 50-50.
Yeah, which is honestly sad because we are all, for the most part, very large social media consumers. And if half of us say it brings us down, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I
gotta set better boundaries, I guess.
That's what I was gonna say. It's like how you were saying you need to protect your peace. Like, I feel like if it brings you down, you need to be better about that.
Yeah.
Because I personally feel like social media lifts me up.
Oh,
way
nice.
More.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been times when I'm like, okay, like looking at this person makes me feel like crap because, you know, because
of whatever
comparing yourself or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think for the most part, like, social media teaches me so much. Like, I learn everything off social media.
I know, it's true.
And I don't know, I just love to be able to like keep up on, you know, keep up with people on social media. So I think it lifts me up, but
yeah, I feel like for me it just depends on like how my mental health is doing and like what's going on in my life. I feel like right now it's more brings me down.
Really?
And that's why I like haven't really been on it very much, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But now I feel like, honestly, I feel like I'm at a really good spot though where like I'm not like addicted to it. So I just don't really find myself on it. Like if it doesn't make me happy that day, I'm just not on it.
Prove it. Delete it right now.
Not me deleting my entire account forever.
You won't do it.
No, honestly, I was like talking to my sister about doing this because she's considering doing it as well. But I do feel like the podcast is one reason that keeps me like on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Should be better about posting.
I know. We got to work on that. Sorry, guys.
Do you limit your daily usage of social media?
No. Do you?
Well, me either. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Do most people?
42% say yes. 50%
liars.
No.
I say lies.
I mean,
I think they're
lying. I feel like that's also because, you know, you can set like time limits or whatever on your phone.
Oh, that's true.
And I feel like that's also like a great tool, especially, I don't know.
See, I feel like most people that said yes probably just like set like, okay, I'm only going to go on social media like this time and this time. But mm-hmm. then I bet they find themselves on it a lot more, just like random lulls in the day.
Yeah. Isn't it like like you can only be on Instagram like 2 hours or something, and then after that it no longer allows you to. I don't know. I've never done it before. I've never done it.
That's why I'm like, I find it hard to believe that most of these people have like an actual time limit on their phone. But maybe.
I don't know. 42% say yes.
Come forward if you have, if you are. I'm curious. I'm curious what your time limit is.
Ooh, yeah. I should have asked that too. Yeah. That would have been a good one.
Yeah.
People allowing themselves 10 hours a day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's me sometimes.
I set limits, but it's 10 hours.
Yeah.
Would you be sad if they go through with the TikTok ban?
I mean, yeah, I just think it's stupid. Yeah, I would be sad. Not because I would miss it so much, but like I'd be sad just because I'm like, that's dumb. Like, we live in America.
Yeah, I'd be sad. Like I just said, I literally learn so much off TikTok. I feel like every single podcast, I'm like, so I saw this TikTok and no, I saw seriously, this TikTok though. And this other TikTok. Like I learn so much from TikTok that I feel like I would just like have to go back to school or something if I
could
no longer view TikTok.
Literally. Like I do find myself now, like if I want to know something about something, like especially when it comes to like media and culture, like pop culture, whatever it is, and I'm very into like true crime, before I Google, I will now go on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a right really there. Big step. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. What did people say?
73. No. Said, so sorry. That was a dyslexic moment. 37% okay. said yes.
They would be sad.
73. I'm sorry. That was a true dyslexic moment. 37% said yes.
That they would be sad.
Yep. 63% said no.
That they would not be sad if there was a TikTok ban. Okay, guys, but it's not just about like whether you like TikTok or not. It's the principle of the matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but you can't be like, ban TikTok, but like not ban Instagram or not ban Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Weird.
Yeah, well, most people, obvious. Well, not most, I guess. I don't know. It's like 40, 60-ish, you know?
Yeah.
Say they would not care.
Interesting. Judging you.
Do you watch live streams?
No.
I don't either. 15% say yes. 85% say no. This poll, actually, because I was checking the polls, you know, like throughout the day or whatever.
Yeah.
This poll sat at 100% no for forever.
Oh, really? Who and went and jacked it up?
I don't know, but this was the only one that was like sitting at one answer being 100% the whole time. And I was just like, wow, like literally no one watches a live stream.
Yeah.
And I don't either. I will sometimes hop on a live stream if it's like a close friend of mine is doing one someone or something.
Or something you're really interested in.
Yeah. But if it's like a business or like, I don't know, even like an influencer or something is doing a live stream, like because your phone notifies you, you know what I mean?
Right.
So-and-so is like doing a live stream. Never hop on to watch.
Yeah. Same.
So most people do not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that one was sitting at 100% for forever.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten into a fight in the comments on social media? What do you think? Haley's pondering that thought.
Yeah. I'm going to say like 70% say yes, they have.
Yeah. Oh, no. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Me dyslexic again. 28% said yes.
What?
72% said no.
Maybe I'm just a confrontational person.
Do you often get into fights?
No, not anymore. Not anymore. I would say not like fights, but like back, I would say like even 5 years ago, if someone posted something that I like, and it was like a controversial post, then I would like say something if I wanted to, for sure. But not anymore. I just literally do not care what people post anymore. I genuinely could not give two shits. Like I'm just like, doesn't matter, doesn't care. Even if it's something that I am so passionately against, I'm just like, they can have that opinion. What is me gonna posting one little comment gonna change? Like it's just a waste of energy. Such a waste of energy.
Yeah, I've gotta say, I have never, at least I don't think I've ever started a fight on social media. But remember my Facebook fight 2 weeks ago? I'm like, if someone's going to come at me, sure, I'm going to comment back.
Yeah, get it. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever like initiated a fight in the comments.
I don't think I've ever initiated a fight either. I think it's been more in response to someone. Yeah, if that makes sense. But
yeah.
Yeah, but I'm definitely not afraid to say something in person.
We know you're not.
But online, I'm just like, boring. Like,
you are someone who is truly not afraid of confrontation in person.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I'm not. There's only a few people in my life that I like want to confront but don't. And there's a lot more that goes like into why I don't. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah, you are not afraid.
Not afraid.
Yeah, I am.
That's okay too.
It actually is probably the same with me though. It depends on who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel like social media benefits your life?
I'm going to say most people said yes to that.
68% say yes. 32% say no.
Lower than I thought was going to say yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like social media benefits my life.
Yeah.
Like I've said like 500 times. Yeah. Like that's the only place I'm learning anything.
Yeah. I honestly don't know if it benefits my life. Honestly.
Yeah. I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah. I think I am on like a weird week right now though too, where I'm like literally like might delete my Instagram. Like seriously, I'm so over it. And it's not because of like any like one big thing. It's just kind of like, what's the purpose? What's the point? I guess kind of a thing. And like, I don't know. And it's like, again, I don't even spend that much time on there, but it's just like,
People who don't have social media are like so mysterious.
Okay, that's the other thing is I'm like, is it sus to not have social media in this day and age? Like,
I don't think it's sus, but yeah. I had a boss a few years ago.
Yeah.
And she does not have one lick of social media.
Yeah.
Like nothing.
Yeah.
And there's just absolutely no way to check up on her life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, totally.
Like people who do not do social media, it's just like, where are they now? Like they are such a mystery, just
maybe
floating in the universe.
Honestly, now that you're like saying that, maybe one of the reasons why I feel like I could literally just delete Instagram and like would not care is because I'm just like very content in the relationships in my life right now. Mm-hmm. Like I just feel like the friends that I have that I genuinely like want to keep up with, I talk to them all the time. Mm-hmm. Like you and I audio message usually all day, every day, unless I'm on vacation or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's just like the friends that I like, I keep up with, I keep up with actually like every day, you know? Yeah. And so I'm like, I don't know, maybe I'm just like to a point where I'm like, I don't really care to check up on other people. Mm-hmm. I know the people I'm close to, like I already know what's going on in their life, you know, and they already know what's going on in mine. So it's just kind of like whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Maybe it's a good place to be.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think family vloggers / influencers exploit their children?
1,000% yes. If people did not say 100% yes to this, I'm gonna be mad.
78% say yes. 22% say no.
It should not be that low.
I think it depends on how you do it, honestly.
I mean, I'm not saying 100% all of them do.
Yeah.
But like, do they? Yes, they do.
I think there's such a fine line. Like, I think if you do, like, I don't know, it's so hard to say. I feel like if you do like a TikTok with your kids, like let's say like a clothing try on haul or something.
Yeah.
I think there's a difference between doing that and like making a TikTok where like your child is forced to like lip sync the words of a TikTok or like do a TikTok dance with you, or
and they're like, oh, but they love it. They want to be involved.
Right. But the child is like 5.
Yeah.
And has no idea what's going on.
Okay, but also if they're making any sort of money off of those posts and they are not paying their children, no. Sorry.
I know. There's like such a fine line for me. Like there are so many times where I see children in content and I'm just like, oh, okay. Like this makes me cringe. And then there are other times, it's like I said, like I have friends that do like, you know, like try on clothing hauls with their kids or like whatever. And I'm just like, okay, like that doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
It really just like, I feel like it depends on if I feel like the child is, I don't know, feeling like having negative feelings towards it or something. But I do feel like people who like specifically vlog and they family vlog and they're making their kids be in front of a camera day after day. And that's like their norm. I do feel like that's weird.
I just don't trust any vloggers anymore after Ruby Frankie.
I know. Ruby Frankie.
I'm like, I don't. Just done that industry a disservice for sure. But I just think if you are making money off of your content that your children are in, if you are not paying them, that is exploiting your children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just think, like, all in all, we have to be, like, careful about how much we post our children on social media and, like, what we choose to share about them.
I know. It's scary. You know what I heard someone say? I can't remember who said this or when, but I always think about this. Someone said that they think that, like, in the future, like, the generation of young children, like, a lot of them will be, like, suing their parents in the future because they were put on social media.
Yeah.
Without, like, consent, really. You know, like, true consent and also, not being paid.
Yeah.
And literally, like, supporting their family with their face. Mm-hmm. And anyway.
Yeah, interesting. That was, like, a really interesting thought. I could see that happening for sure, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
Kinda weird.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Does social media cause mental illness?
I don't think it causes it. I think it perpetuates it for sure.
Same. I think the same. 88% say yes. 12% say no.
And maybe that 88% agrees with us in the sense of, like, it perpetuates it.
Yeah, it contributes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say, like, social media is the cause of mental illness. I think, like, if you're depressed, like, social media is not helping.
Okay, but also maybe not as an adult, but I do think about, like, teenagers who have, like, developing brains. Mm-hmm. And actually, I do feel like it could cause mental illness.
That's
for
true.
Someone whose brain is not fully developed.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, as, like, fully developed adults, we can see content and, like, be like, okay, well, we can decide and, like, make a good decision about whether or not we, like, want to see that or whether or not we agree with it, and we just kind of move on.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as teenagers, I mean, I always just think about, like, they see on Friday night that they weren't invited to this party that they thought they would have been invited to.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have all weekend to stew about it before school on Monday. Where, like, in the past, it was kind of like, oh, they didn't get invited to the party. They find out on Monday, but they didn't have to, like, view it and witness it. Like, it will still sting on Monday, but they weren't, like, privy to, like, watching it unfold all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so I do think there's something to that.
Yeah.
But
that is true.
Yeah. So I think it just depends.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay. Is it responsible for parents to allow their teenagers to have social media?
I'm curious what the, before I respond, I'm curious what the,
what the poll says.
Yeah.
40% say yes. 60% say no.
40% say it's responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have teenagers, so I feel like I cannot, like, fully comment on this, you know, and you kind of never say never as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, my children will not have smartphones. I really? Do not care how uncool I am. I actually could. Sorry, children. I could not give a fuck about how uncool I am. They will not have smartphones. I just think that at that age, they just do not need to subject themselves to everything the internet has. And also just for their own safety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have pretty strong opinions about that. I don't see myself changing my mind, but never say never.
Yeah, never say never. It's so hard. It's, like, such a hard decision to make.
Yeah.
I
don't think it's that hard.
Okay. It's not hard. I'm stupid. Let's move on. No, I don't know. I talked about this, what episode was it? A few episodes ago. I talked about the way that, like, my mom raised me, and she was, like, very trusting in me.
Yeah.
I just had to, like, literally be trustworthy. You know what I mean? And, like, be honest with her.
Uh-huh.
I do, however, think that I was a pretty, what's the word? I don't know. Like, I was a trustworthy kid.
Yeah. Like, you were, you're pretty, like, honest and didn't feel the need to, like.
Yeah. I don't think every kid is like that, obviously. Like, every personality is not like that. And so I do think that, like, you can't just, like, expect every child to like be as trustworthy as I was. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
And anyway, so I think I got my first phone when I was like, I think I got it for like my 13th birthday or whatever.
Okay.
And I had like a MySpace even before I got a phone. Like I've always, like I've been on social media a long time.
Yeah.
And I mean, there were definitely times that like it hurt me, as it did with everyone.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I think like we are much more aware of the harm social media can do than like our parents were.
Oh, totally. Yes.
I don't know. I'm kind of rambling at this point. I'm
being long-winded. No, you're making good points.
But like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just, it's hard because like my mom trusted me to have social media. And so it's like, I want to like give my kids the same freedom.
Yeah.
But it is like hard
it's
because
it's so different
I'm,
now than
yes,
it even was then.
It is so different. And yeah. I'm so much more aware of like the harm, like how harmful it can be.
Yeah.
So it is hard. And it's like, and if I'm going to allow my kids to have social media, I don't want to be the parent that's like constantly checking their social media or putting restrictions on it or like, you know what I mean? I want to like fully trust them.
Well, yeah. And this is part of the reason why I'm like, do I just delete my Instagram? Because I just don't want my kids growing up thinking that it's so important to their mom to be on social media. Because then it's kind of like, yeah, like obviously kids at school are going to have social media. Majority, 99% of them are going to have social media. But I do think it makes a big impact if their mom is kind of like, I just don't really think it's that big of a deal to like have it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it is what it is. And people have like made, because I've actually had this conversation with a lot of people and they're like, you know, your kid's just going to do it behind your back. I'm like, this thing, I'm not going to tell my kids you cannot have a social media. A, I'm not going to give them a phone.
They're not going to like supply it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the first thing is they're just not going to have a smartphone. B, if they want to be on it at their friend's house and that is the choice they're making, that's the choice they're making. They're not going to be on it at 10 o'clock at night in my house.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know? And like, that's the thing too, is I am like not such a like hard ass parent. Like I'm actually like pretty, I would say like lenient with my kids, like probably a little pushovery. But I just have had so many experiences with social media that I'm just like, I'm not doing that to my kids.
Yeah.
Like, can't.
I know. It's,
won't put them
it's
through
really
that.
Scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really scary.
I would say like when I would reconsider is when they're 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's like how I was saying I got my first phone when I was like 13. That's such a fragile age. And so is 16.
It is.
But like,
yeah.
I feel like especially the junior high years and the years you're like going through puberty are so fragile.
So fragile.
So.
Yeah. Sorry. I kind of went off on that. But I just have very passionate feelings about that.
No,
not
yeah,
that I judge
good.
Anyone for how they parent their kids. I genuinely do not. I think everyone's just doing their best.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
I'm
the majority
just,
said
like,
no.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
People agree
I know
with you.
And that's like actually gives me hope because I'm like maybe my kids won't be
the only ones. Yeah, well, and who knows, maybe by that time TikTok will be banned and Instagram will be banned and Facebook will be banned. There will be no social media, who knows.
Yeah, honestly, that'd be great.
Yeah, and then we'll just take the worry away from everyone.
But then like what about podcasts, like what's next?
What about them? I know, is it creepy that my three-year-old knows like what podcasts are?
That's so funny. I don't know if I've explained it to Vivi.
Well, Rowan listens to them in the car, you know? And so sometimes I'll ask her, like, would you, like, she knows a podcast is people talking. And she, like, so she knows the difference between podcast and music.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll ask her, like, would you rather listen to a podcast or music? And she'll be like, podcast. Like, she knows the difference.
I love that. That's so funny.
It's kind of funny. Yeah. Okay. Will you avoid posting something if it doesn't match your feed's aesthetic?
Honestly, I'm going to say most people did not admit to that, but I think most people would avoid it.
I think there's some liars in this one too.
Yeah.
Yeah. 13% said yes and 87% said no. I don't know. I feel like the majority actually, like the everyday person does not really care about this.
Yeah.
I feel like it is more of like a influencer type of thing to care about your aesthetic. I don't know. I definitely do not care about like the aesthetic of my page.
Yeah. I
you
don't
know,
think
the
I...
once every 3 months I post a
picture. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's always my kids. Like I always say like I would be sad if my Instagram like got deleted because it's like a lookbook of my kids.
I know. No, seriously.
It's like a fan page for them basically.
Yeah.
But
a fan page.
Literally.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But no, I don't care about the aesthetic of my page. I mean, I will say, like, at least for like the podcast page, you know, I try to keep like everything looking aesthetically like the same and like matching. So I care about it there. So like I said, more of like a, like for influence per influencers perhaps, or like businesses, or you know,
fair enough, that. I don't know. I mean, that makes sense because that literally is their business and they want it to like be cohesive just like any business would. I think for me, I don't care necessarily like what is posted, but I do edit my pictures to look pretty similar, like I don't know, I think so. It's just my OCD. So it's not like what the picture is, but like how it's edited.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you make assumptions about someone based off the amount of followers they have? I feel like there's liars in this one.
Yeah, for sure. Well, what is it?
17% said yes.
And no, stop it right now. No.
I feel like personally, 100% of people make assumptions.
Yeah. For sure. Based for off sure. Followers. Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to admit to it. I for sure do. Not necessarily with like, oh, if I'm going to like, because I've actually met some of my really good friends on Peanut. And so then I go to their Instagram and it's not like, oh, if they have like 200 followers, I'm like, oh, I can't be their friend.
Right.
It's not like that. But when I went and got my tattoo, I wanted that girl to have like a few thousand followers.
Okay.
I wanted, so for me, it's more so like when I'm going to be a consumer, it matters to me. Or if like a restaurant doesn't have an Instagram, I won't even eat there. I'm not even kidding, because I'm like, what are you doing? Why do you not? Maybe if it was like a hole in the wall place, but I'm like, I just feel like that I go to their Instagram to like look at their food and like see, you know what I mean? And so I'm like, okay, I don't, you're no longer trustworthy.
Yeah, I mean, I actually, I don't think like at this time in my life, if I were to like go to someone's Instagram and they had like 50 followers, like I wouldn't be like I'm not judging them being like, okay, oh, actually 50
is a sus number, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because 50, if it's someone you actually know in person, then like, okay, yeah, that's totally fine. But if it's someone you're like wanting to be friends with and like you've actually never met them in person, I'd be like, 50 and you want me to follow you?
Oh, like, I don't know.
I think you might not be who you say you are. Like, I would actually be genuinely concerned about, like, if they were scamming me.
Okay, well, it was just an example. The number was just an example. I was just gonna say, like, I'm not judging someone if they're, like, cool or not on the number of followers they have. But, like, I think more so, like, in my past, I might have or something. You know what I mean? Or, like, if I don't know, just like saw that someone I worked with had like 4,000 followers or something, I'd be like, oh, like, why are you so cool? Like, why does everyone love you and want to follow you? You know what I mean? It's more so like that. But I don't know. I feel like the older you get, the less you care about the number of followers you have. But
yeah, genuinely.
Yeah. I feel like that was an early 20s moment for me.
Seriously.
Yeah, the more old and mom I become, I just don't care.
You just do not care.
Yeah. And I feel like also, here's just another tangent to go off on. I feel like someone who does have 50 followers, perhaps maybe they like limit the amount of followers they have and who follows them. You know what I mean? Like they're very specific about who they want to follow them.
Yeah.
So, because I don't know, I've gone through and definitely like deleted followers, like the random creepy men that follow every for sure. girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I need it's to like, go through and do that again.
Let's have you not follow me.
Yeah.
But
I guess in my mind, I was just kind of like, Kate, this is like literally where my mind went. I was like, if I'm on Peanut and I'm like trying to make a mom friend and I go to their page and they have 50 followers and I've never met this person, I'd be like, well, why do you want me who you've never met to follow you? Like, if you're limiting your followers, I'd be scared I was being like scammed or baited.
I know. And see, you're someone who like totally makes friends off of social media.
Yeah.
I'm not. Like, I would never worry about that because I'm not going to meet someone. You know what I mean? But you totally are.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
you tried the Peanut life and it didn't work out.
I mean, I chatted with some good people on there, you know. I had fun on Peanut. Peanut, did you explain what Peanut was already? Did you
it's just like say that? I don't think so. It's basically just a mom app It's like a Tinder app for moms to make friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met some like good gals off Peanut. Yeah. I never like met anyone in person or anything. Yeah. But you know, can be a fun time. Peanut is like a good tool.
Yeah. If you were, I wish, like, I would have thought of it and created it.
Yeah.
Myself.
Yeah, it's a good tool. It's like very good if you're new to an area and yeah. you want to make mom friends.
Yeah.
So anyway, do you think influencers should be more honest and vulnerable?
No.
No?
No.
It's not like, I don't know. They don't owe us that.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I'm like, honestly, no. I only don't like when I feel like they are trying to portray something that they're actually not. Or like, I definitely, here's the thing. I don't think they owe us anything. So my answer is definitely no, for sure. But I definitely, of course, don't like when I feel like they perpetuate certain, like a certain image. Okay, just for an example, Ballerina Farm. Mm-hmm. I just no longer follow her.
Oh, really?
After her postpartum stuff and her like going to her pageants.
Were you one of the haters?
Oh, for sure. For sure, because it's unrealistic.
It's super,
and I would not want
unrealistic.
My daughter. That is not, to me, that is not a role model. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want my daughter going on social media and being like, look at this woman that just gave birth and is now in a pageant 8 days later. It's like, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So unrealistic. But do I think she owes it to anyone to do anything else? No.
No.
But I just don't follow her.
We could go on a major Ballerina Farm tangent.
Yeah.
I'm actually like not against her posting that. Like, yeah. I do think it's super unrealistic. But yeah. My point is that she can just like do whatever she wants. And yeah. It doesn't matter. But like, it is super unrealistic. But like, let's talk about like the realistics of Ballerina Farm. She is super rich.
Yeah.
How many nannies does that woman
have to
take care of her
eight kids?
She
married into wealth and then she also has her own wealth.
Yeah. Let's just talk about like her crazy genetics that are unrealistic to the average woman.
Yeah.
Like, catch me a vegetable in bed for 3 months after I have a baby.
No, seriously.
Okay. Yeah. I'm never doing a pageant.
Yeah.
Period. But anyway, I mean, we could go on a deep dive, but I get what you're saying.
But I agree. But to the first point we made, she does not owe anyone anything. Yeah. She can post whatever she wants. Will I follow her? No, but doesn't matter to her. She's just going to still make a bunch of money and do her thing. It doesn't, like, my follow does not matter. And I'm not going to message her and be like, this is my unfollow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, wouldn't want my daughter following her. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. 82% say yes and 18% say no. I think so many people.
Wait, how was it worded again?
Do you think influencers should be more honest and vulnerable? 82% say yes.
How interesting.
So most people say yes. And I do think there is something to influencers being more vulnerable and honest, because for so long it's been, social media is unrealistic.
Yeah.
And it is. It's making everyone feel bad about their lives and whatever. And so I think, like, I don't know, it's turning the other direction. Like, influencers are becoming more open and honest and vulnerable or whatever, so they can relate to people.
Yeah. But I think, like, when you literally, before you go on to the app and you literally just remind yourself, this, for the most part, is a highlight reel, you view it so differently.
I know, but I feel like people have such a hard time reminding themselves that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
True. I mean, even I do sometimes, too.
Yeah. But yeah, most people say yes. Are TikTok dances entertaining or annoying?
I mean, I don't really find them entertaining unless they're like with big character, like people that have like, I don't know. I don't find like your average TikTok dance entertaining, but I think there are some that are so entertaining and so fun to watch.
Yeah.
But yeah.
37% say entertaining and 63% say annoying. Honestly, should
we not do a TikTok dance for our next TikTok?
Honestly, like, TikTok dances have to be entertaining because they obviously get views. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have to be. But, and I will say, there are specific TikTok dancers that I like to watch.
Yes.
But, like, I don't know. You know
have
what
you
I mean?
Seen, it's like a cute Latina girl that like dances and her husband's always in the background, like smiling reacting to her. And now she's actually started like singing on her TikTok too. And she's actually a really good singer. But yeah, she's big.
Her name is like, starts with a T.
Yeah, I don't remember what her name
is. Anyway, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah. But yeah. Hers are so fun. She's so fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people just are.
Yeah.
Do you consider influencers celebrities?
I mean, I think they kind of are. Yeah. What did it say?
21% say yes.
Oh, interesting.
79 say no.
I feel like if you live in Utah, they like basically are here. And maybe that's just a Utah thing. I don't know.
I'm going to say yes, but I think there's a, like, obviously there's a difference between an A-list celebrity.
Right.
Okay. So like, obviously there's a difference. There's going to be a difference between Brad Pitt.
Right.
And Aspen Ovard. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
It's just like depending on what level of celebrity they are. But it's just like, take this for instance. I know someone personally who is just like your average everyday girl. Okay. And, you know, she has like almost 500,000 followers on Instagram.
Right.
She has more followers than like girls that have been on The Bachelor. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like you would consider them celebrities because you've seen them on your TV.
Totally.
But she's got more followers.
Yeah.
And so it really just depends on how you view it. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I kind of think of this when I was barbering for a while, I would have influencers' husbands come in and like I would cut their hair. And I was always kind of like, oh, this person is like married to a celebrity. Like not an actual celebrity, but like in my mind, I was kind of like, oh, it's kind of cool. Cause like this person, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think there's definitely a difference, but I think a lot of times we definitely like look to them as at least some sort of a celebrity.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah. Especially in Utah. It's all the rave.
It is. Yeah. Okay. Do you use social media as your news source outlet?
News source?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. What do people say?
67% say yes. 33% say no. And I do.
Yeah.
I'm on that yes train.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting when the older generation is like, where'd you learn that? TikTok? I'm like, where'd you learn it? The newspaper? It's all just a bunch of baloney. Like, you have to sift through news regardless of where you get it from, whether it's printed in the newspaper, on the TV, or on social media. Like, you have to sift through it. But I think it's like probably the most actually like reliable news source and up to date.
No, I agree.
I mean, you can definitely always find what you're looking for, but wait, how many people said yes?
67%.
Oh, interesting. Yeah
Okay, do you think people overshare information on social media in the name of vulnerability?
this is a kind of a fun little twist on the last one about being vulnerable and open. Yeah, I'm curious, what did people say?
83% say yes.
That they overshare?
Yeah.
Yeah.
17%.
See, that's really interesting though, because it's like we want people to be more vulnerable, but in the same breath, people think people overshare.
Mm-hmm.
I just think a lot of times like, I don't know, nothing is really sacred anymore. I think they're like, I'm really grateful for pages that like, let's just say the couple has like gone through a divorce or almost went through a divorce, but figured out how to like save their marriage. And they like post about it on their TikTok or their Instagram. And I could see that content being so helpful for people that maybe are like considering a divorce, but like don't really want to get one or whatever it is. And so they like find that like empowering and hopeful and whatnot. But also it's like nothing is sacred anymore. Like your marriage that's supposed to be like so personal to you is now just like you can't ever take that back. Like what if one day you wake up and decide like, ooh, like maybe I don't want the whole world to know that. Like you can't ever take it back.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. There's definitely been times where I've been like, yeah, I overshared and I wish I wouldn't have. But like, welcome to my life. It's literally me in every social setting I'm ever in. Can't ever shut up.
That's me on the podcast all the time. It's not necessarily really? Me on social media. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
On the podcast?
Oh yeah. Because I just allow myself to talk. And
we just blab.
Yep.
Because it's literally like we're just looking at each other talking. And it's like we tell each other everything. So then we just tell all of you guys everything.
You know, my mouth just gets me in trouble.
But. Yeah. What do you think though? Do you think...
I think yes and no. I think, it depends on, how authentic they're being.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like, yes, if you, like, some people go in with the intent of, oh, like, I'm going to share this and it's going to come off this way or whatever. Yeah. But there are some things I think that people share, like, I don't know, just really meaning to, like, connect. It just depends on, like, the vibe you get.
On what it is. Yeah.
It depends.
Yeah.
But I think probably, like, for the most part, maybe. Yeah. Do you spend most of your time on social media in the morning, during the day, or at night?
What do people say?
8% said morning, which I was actually surprised by.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised by it. I would answer differently.
Yeah.
Anyway, 21% say afternoon and 72% say night. And I also feel like I spend most of my time on social media at night. But I also feel like I wake up in the morning, and not that this is a great habit, but I always look at social media in the morning, you know. But I do think I spend most of my time at night, like after my kids are in bed and I'm like chilling.
Maybe only 8% of people are morning people.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I try not to, like, right when I wake up, but definitely in the morning time at some point I do. At nighttime I read. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like I'm so overstimulated by nighttime that if I got on at night, I would be like, it just wouldn't, I would, yeah.
Yeah,
I just,
the vibes are not good.
Yeah, the vibes are not good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, 72% say night.
Yeah, interesting.
Do you expect your friends to comment on your Instagram posts?
Honestly, it depends on what it is. Yeah, I feel like when it's something that is super important to me, if I don't have my friends' support, and like the way that we show support a lot of times in this day and age is by liking and commenting on people's social media on their things that are exciting for them. So I feel like, yeah, if I don't have like my close friends' support, then I'm going to be like, what the heck? Like, what's happening? Mm-hmm. Like when we launched the podcast, or like you said, a pregnancy announcement, or honestly, to be fair, if I go on and post something and I look super hot, which is like usually never.
What?
I would be sad if I know that someone probably saw it and didn't say something, or at least like it at the very least.
You look hot often.
No, I don't.
People should at least like.
Yeah.
It is not that hard to just like click the heart. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Or double tap, whatever you prefer.
Honestly, to be fair too, if you are not clicking the heart on your friend's posts after you see them, then like that's a bad sign.
Unsupportive, truly. Yeah, if you're not liking. Sign. But I definitely don't expect people to comment on my posts. Yeah. I do think, like I said, it depends on like what if there's like a big thing, like, yes, I would appreciate a comment. I'm not like expecting you to, but I would appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
29% say yes and 71% say no.
Okay.
So a few people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you consider social media fake? And this is our last one.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just give my answer. I personally don't think it's fake. I just think it's a highlight reel.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's always realistic, but I don't think a lot of times what people are posting is fake. Well, like, I think it's...
they're posting the best 4% of their day.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
So yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a highlight reel.
Yeah.
But 82% say yes, that it's fake.
Oh.
And 18% say no.
I think it just depends on kind of how you're viewing that question too. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. Well, that was fun.
Yeah. It was fun.
I hope those polls were nice and juicy for you.
I know. Yeah. I feel like we'll definitely use this format again in future episodes and kind of just do like different.
Yeah. Different topics.
Different topics. Yeah. Cause it's fun. I really enjoy engaging with our listeners and like seeing how they view things. And I always get like, whenever you or I like call people out, like when we're like, you're a liar, I always get like my friends who will message me and be like, I voted this and this is why I voted this. And it's just like fun to like, I don't know, they obviously know like it's all lighthearted and it's all just like fun, all in fun. But I just like really enjoy interacting and engaging with our listeners. So
yeah, it is super fun. I feel like polls is like such an easy way for us to get interaction with people.
Yeah.
I would love, personally, I would love to do episodes where it's like people write in stories.
Yes, more submissions.
Yes, I do feel like that interaction is harder to get just because it takes so much longer.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully in the future we'll be able to do more episodes like that.
Yeah, more submission episodes.
Yeah. We just need to get, you know, the interaction from people. But
yeah,
polls is like a fun, easy way that people can contribute, like, you know, super quickly. And I feel like people like engaging in polls. Like,
I think so too.
That's something I personally like to engage in.
When me too, for sure.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you to everyone who contributed to our polls. If you want, go ahead and follow us on Instagram. We're at 2blondes.1pod, and that is where we do our polls and our submissions and where we post updates and all the things. Everything happens on Instagram. You can follow us on TikTok at 2blondes1pod. Not much is going on over there, but one day. One day. And what else, Haley? Anything? We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
With Tortured Poets.
Yeah, we'll be okay. I'm just gonna say right now, we are gonna be talking all, we're just gonna tell people, because this is what it is. We're gonna be talking all about Tortured Poets next week, and I am so excited. If Taylor Swift is not your thing, I mean, whatever, but it's okay. Like, you can still enjoy the episode, or you can just tune in another week. But we will, that will be the majority of our episode. So just stay tuned for that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're going to be talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, you just, you know.
We're going to be recording what, the day after it comes out?
Yeah.
So Chelsea and I are going to be doing our homework.
It's going to be fresh.
Yes.
Anyway.
We might be crying. It's fine.
We might be crying. It all depends.
Yeah.
Watch it be the most uplifting, underwhelming, boppy album. No, it's not going to be underwhelming. No, but watch it be just like the opposite of what everyone thinks.
Well, you're going to find out next week.
I know. Very excited. Very, very excited.
Me too.
Anyway, we hope you guys have a good week. And we will talk to you next Monday. We love you. Bye.
Bye.